I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. A popular bar in LeClaire is now in the disinfectant business. The Mississippi River Distilling Company is one of many retailers shut down by the coronavirus pandemic, but last week it started making hand sanitizer. When co-owners Ryan Burchett and his brother Garrett closed their Cody Road cocktail house, they began hosting virtual happy hours.
Are we on Facebook now?
It would appear so.
Awesome.
Hi, Facebook.
So people were reaching out to us saying, are you going to make hand sanitizer? And I'm like, no, it's not going to work. And then that afternoon, the FDA came out with guidance in the cooperation with the Alcohol Tax and Trade Bureau and said, okay, if you make this very specific one recipe and you do it this way, you can sell this and avoid this taxation and whatnot and get it out there to people. And so we immediately went into hand sanitizer mode and have been running around like crazy ever since.
With enough River Pilot vodka, River Rose gin, and other spirits in its inventory, four Mississippi River Distilling Company workers, including Ryan Burchett, are busy making a liquid sanitizer. It's an FDA recipe of 80% alcohol, glycerin, and peroxide, which will eventually be dispensed in spray bottles.
Some of the industrial need might be more than, you know, like we have Union Pacific Railroad called. They're wanting a ton of it because these guys are in close quarters in their trains. And at the end of each shift, they have to sanitize the whole cab. So they want this stuff to be able to spray everything down with. Okay, that makes total sense to me. You know, that's a use that you might not foresee. But if the trains aren't moving, then what happens? You know, we're having supply chain issues all over the country because of this stuff. So it's been interesting to see where some of this interest has come from.
The distillery in LeClaire is fulfilling orders from healthcare facilities first. Burchett says they're filling 1 gallon jugs by hand as fast as they can. That's about 200 bottles per hour or 1,500 to 2,000 per day.
So many people have reached out. How can I help? Could I help bottle? Could I help deliver? Could I, you know, do this? Could I donate a bottle to the police department? Could I do, you know, whatever? And the overwhelming response from the community has really been great. We just appreciate so much everyone's support and understanding that this doesn't flip a switch and happen overnight, but we're getting to it pretty quick. And folks have just been so gracious in that regard of working with us and giving us a little time to get our sea legs under us. But I think everybody wants to do something that they can feel good about at this point in the game. And we just really are glad to be able to be a part of a solution in some regard.
Other customers may have to wait to pay $50 for a 1 gallon bottle. A 55 gallon drum is only $1,900. They can just fill out an order form and then be patient.
It gives us a source of revenue during this difficult time, allows us to keep our people employed, and also is providing a huge need in the community. So we just feel like it's a huge win-win for everybody. The other thing that I keep reminding people are calling us, you know, with sob stories of, I need it, I'm so sick, or I need this, that. And it's like, wash your hands, use soap. There's nothing better for this than soap and water. So, and I understand that's not practical for everybody, you know, some of these healthcare workers that are, you know, dealing with people over and over, and they need to be able to do that. But for the majority of people at home, hand sanitizer probably isn't the best option for them. It's going to dry their hands out if they use it too much. Use soap and water.
And until the Cody Road Cocktail House is able to reopen, the Mississippi River Distilling Company will continue to socialize via virtual happy hours, which will probably include giving Ryan Burchett a hard time about his previous career as a TV meteorologist. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
All right. So the title of this movie is Weatherman, The Tale of Ryan Burchett.
Anchorman.
I think we know that one. Yeah.
We'll wait for the comments.